بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب صدق الله العظيم Allah Ta'ala has given us certain aspects and important matters of deen that fall under the category of شعائر. Shi'ar is a salient feature of Islam. When a person sees it, observes it, hears it, then he understands that this is directly linked to Islam. It is a feature of Islam. It is a sign of Islam. One of the great features and signs of Islam is the adhan and the iqama that is given. There are many rules, regulations pertaining to the adhan and the iqama. And the first aspect for us to understand is one is the history and secondly is the virtues. Unfortunately, due to jahalat and ignorance, there was a notion in the past that this adhan, I'm going to put it very crudely, is a very, very menial task. And we will get maybe someone that's like a garden boy, get him to give the adhan, to put it in a crude way. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in his time, had met some people, and he asked them, who are your muazzins? So they said, we told our slaves, they must do this work of the adhan. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was very, very upset, and he was astonished. And he started gesturing with his hand. You gave slaves to give the adhan. Because slaves were known to be people. One is they don't have any status in society. They are slaves. They look down upon. And secondly, they don't have knowledge of deen. They haven't studied. So you took this adhan as something that was a menial task, like cleaning the garden. Get your garden boy and go and give the adhan. And up till today, we find that this is the trend. Anybody and everyone, you just get anyone, he can't give the adhan properly. His pronunciation is wrong. His character is wrong. Everything is wrong. We got him to give the adhan. In some places, that's how it is. So we should understand the virtues of the adhan. So one is the history. The adhan has a very rich history. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat with the sahaba one day. Now Allah Ta'ala has given us salah. This is the month of Rajab. Famously, it is known that on the 27th night of Rajab, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken from Mi'raj, and Allah Ta'ala gave him 50 salah. It was reduced to 5. They will read 5 and they get the reward of 50. And together with salah, then Allah Ta'ala gave the adhan and iqama. But how? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with the sahaba radiallahu anhum, that we need to call the people towards salah. There has to be a way to alert them, to remind them that it is salah time. How should we do this? So one sahabi gives his suggestion, another, and all of them are looking at what methods were in vogue and prevalent at that time. Someone said, let's use the naqus, the two sticks. Others are using it, banging the sticks. And then that's how people are called. Someone is talking about the bugle. Someone is talking about a fire, someone is talking about a flag. And so different suggestions were given. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't happy. That we are Muslims and we are unique. So nothing was decided. So a suggestion was given, okay, until we decide something, tell Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu for timing, when it's namaz time, he must just go out and go to the crowds of people, the Muslims, the streets, the houses, and tell the people salah is about to take place. So that was done. Salatu jami'ah. Salah is about to take place. Come, salah time. So that is a way of gathering the people. So then, a sahabi went to sleep, and other sahaba also had seen a dream. And in the dream, the sahabi is shown, Allah Ta'ala shows him that there are two angels, and they are showing how the adhan must be given, how the iqama must be given. So he goes and reports this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam appoints now Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, because the muadhin has to have a loud voice also. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was appointed. You give this adhan, And this Sahabi was told, stand next to him and teach him the words of the Adhan. Let him give it as you are giving him the words, he must give the Adhan. And so that is how the Adhan started. When the Adhan was given, as an Umar radiallahu anhu came running. O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I also had a dream, but I forgot. But I also had the dream. And so others had this dream. And that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam endorsed this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is now the Adhan and this will be the Iqama. And the virtues are very, very great. Subhanallah, the virtues are great. And why we need to understand the virtues? For many reasons. That we don't take the Adhan to be something trivial. They say when you give respect, you will gain respect. The wife of Harun al-Rashid, someone had seen her in a dream after she passed away. She did so much of good works. So much of good work she did. She provided water for the Hujjaj. So many things she did. A special canal was built. She said, Allah Ta'ala forgive me on account of the fact that I had respect for Adhan. On one occasion I was eating. I stopped eating when the Adhan went. And I put my scarf straight. And I lowered my head and I listened attentively to the Adhan. I replied to the Adhan. That became the means of my maghfirat. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ Whoever respects the salient features of Islam, that is from the taqwa of the heart. That Hindu father, in the month of Ramadan, smacked his son because he was eating in front of the Muslims. On account of that, Allah Ta'ala gave him iman. When you give respect, then Allah Ta'ala elevates you. Bishr Hafi, his story is recorded, that there was the name of Allah Ta'ala on the floor. He picked it up, cleaned it, put some itar, put it in a high place. In his dream, he is being told that you elevated our name, then we'll elevate you also. And today we take his name, Bishr Hafi, Rahmatullah Ali. Allah Ta'ala made him his wali, made him his friend. So when a person gives respect, Allah Ta'ala will elevate him and give him respect. And when a person shows disregard, then he'll be disregarded also. And how it will happen, he won't even realize. Sometimes he won't even realize, things are not going right for him. His children are not right, his house is not right, his mind is not right, he's not thinking well. He's not in a good space. Person is in depression, he's on medication, what and what. So he needs to see where he is going wrong. When a person's relationship with Allah Pak is right, Allah Ta'ala makes his relationship and his affairs in the world right. His relationship, his connection with the people, his affairs, Allah puts it right. But when a person is making some mistake somewhere, then he will get certain signs. Something is not right. Why things are not working out? So nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people with the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah will be the Mu'addins. This doesn't mean that they will literally have long necks. It will obviously look odd. It means Allah Ta'ala will put them on a person. You see a person has long neck, he's tall, he's above everyone else. Allah will put them right up there. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, if it wasn't for my khilafat and my duties, I would have been a mu'addin. I wouldn't have worried about reading nafil salah and fasting in the day if I was a mu'addin. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had a desire for them to give the adhan, for their children to give the adhan. So this adhan is a very, very great thing. The adhan, as far as the words reach, every stone, every tree will bear testimony on the day of Qiyamah for that mu'addin. So there are so many rewards, I'm not going to read all. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the people only knew the great reward for calling out the adhan and performing salah in the first saf, and thereafter they could find no alternative to decide who would be granted that honor besides drawing lots, they would definitely draw lots to decide. It would be a fight. I want to give the adhan. No, I want to give the adhan. Okay, we have to settle this. All of you put your names and we choose one. Okay, you can give the adhan. Provided the person fulfills the criteria. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, three groups of people will be on mountains of Musk on Qiyamah. And the former and latter people will envy their position. The first is the person who used to call out the adhan every day for the 5 daily salah. And the second is the person who led the people in salah while they are pleased with him. He fulfilled the obligation of salah in its proper manner. And the third is the slave who fulfills the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a special dua for the mu'addin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ghfir lil mu'addinin. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, see, this dua the mu'addin got. This dua the mu'addin got, O Allah, forgive the mu'addin. Oh Allah, forgive the Mu'adhin. Three times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, I said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have elevated the position of the Mu'adhin to such an extent, you have left us in a condition that we will be prepared to fight among ourselves with our swords in order to call out the adhan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No Umar, a time will come where the desire of calling out the adhan will no longer be in the hearts of people, such that the people will rely on the weak among them to call out the adhan. Those, the muazzins, are such that Allah Ta'ala has made the fire of Jahannam haram on their flesh, the flesh of the muazzins. So one is to respect the muazzin, one is to respect the adhan and the iqamah, and to reply to the adhan, reply to the iqamah, and to create an environment of respecting the adhan at home, or even in the masjid. We find it's a reality. A person, adhan is going, is on his phone, adhan is going, is chatting, is talking. And as we're going closer to Qiyamah, we find this aspect of respect is coming out very swiftly. Hadith talks about disrespect for the parents, sign of Qiyamah. Akka umma, man will disobey his mother, go away from his father, distance himself from his father. Then the disrespect of the masjid, rufi'ati al-aswatu fil masajid, voices will be raised in the masjid. So we can see all these things prevalent. So at a time of this type of fitnas, how we can make an effort to restore that respect. Respect for the masjid, respect for the adhan. We know our old people, when we were small growing up, they were very strict. Topi must always be on the head. How you eat, which hand you do things with. They're very strict on these small things. When you take care of the small things, and the big things will come into place. And the adhan, I remember very, very clearly, adhan. Month of Ramadan also. Person knows I'm sinning, I'm watching TV or whatever, but cover the shaitan box. And also for the adhan, be quiet. Adhan is great. Respect the adhan. So now with time, we have lost that. So once again, we must make an effort to bring that back. In one hadith, amazing hadith, it is mentioned, the one who calls out the adhan for 7 years with sincerity and the hope of attaining reward receives the guarantee of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So the qualities of a muadhin. What are the qualities of the muadhin? The muadhin has to be a male. The muadhin can't be a lady. In this age of liberalism, right, feminism, gender equality, the women want to be imams, they want to read salah in the masjid, they want to rub shoulders with the men, and they want to give adhan also in some places, Jummah khutbah in some places. Let us understand that our deen is very, very clear. The women have a role, and the men have a role. If we're going to swap roles around, we can see people have literally swapped it around. You know? Gender swapping, swapping things around. People's minds have gone off. So we have to remember, old is gold, and old is, the original is the best. Remain on the Siratul Mustaqim, on the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only a man can give the adhan. Secondly, the adhan is not a song. The non-Muslim will say, you know that song that he's playing. The adhan is not a song. So, just like when you read Qur'an al-Majid, the Qur'an al-Majid must not be read in a sing-song manner, resembling the tones of a singer, of music. So the adhan, you must remember, is the asal of the adhan is it's a call to salah. So it has to be given as a call. Recently, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, he was addressing the students, and he says, you know, I don't know who's giving the adhan, but it doesn't sound right to me that adhan sounds like a lover is calling out his beloved. The way he's singing. Now you can't read Quran like that also. The tone of lovers singing out to the beloved. Because it's not in keeping with the awe of the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, in the awe of the adhan. So the adhan has to be given in a tone of making a call, inviting people towards the salah. The muadhin has to be a male, he has to be sane, of the age of understanding. The adhan of a small child who has not reached the age of understanding is not valid. But if a child is not baligh, but is of the age of understanding, example 12 years old, and the child is good in all aspects, for example, he's a hafiz al-Quran, whatever, and he wants to give the adhan, good child, reading his salah, etc. And it won't cause a stir in the community, and it is a person that is respectful, etc., then his adhan will be permissible, can be allowed. The adhan words must be pronounced correctly. This is a major, major, major issue. That the words of the adhan are not being pronounced correctly in many places. I remember when I was small, I didn't know what the muazzin was saying. Up till now, we can still remember his adhan. But it didn't sound like Arabic also. They're giving their own things. So if a person is giving the adhan, he must have studied, and a person can't just say randomly, now I want to give the adhan. So that is why there are certain rules, regulations, protocols in place. One person, I was in one masjid, I was the imam there, and one person came with a shirt, pants, clean shaven, said, I want to perform the salah. Everyone was in the saf. Iqama was about to take place. I was on the musalla. He came up to me. He said, I got a very good voice. I want to give the adhan. He was from the UK. I want to perform the salah. I'm from the UK. I turned, Muazzin, please give the iqamat. I don't want to tell this man in a very harsh way. Muazzin got scared. So he can't give the iqamat now. He's shocked. So I had to tell him, no, my brother, jazakallah. So you get some people, just like the musalla is important, you can't just put anyone on the musalla. Then for the adhan also, you can't just put anyone for the adhan. It has to be someone that, and we can't get offended also. You must remember this. We can't get offended. If we study first, if we know how to give the adhan, if we learn, then it's fine. But if a person just comes and says, we can't get upset with muazzin, for example. No, I want to give the adhan. A person has to fulfill the criteria. So the words of the adhan are very important. How we pronounce the words. Like we correct our kalima, we correct our salam, we correct our tajweed. Then there are certain rules and regulations. I'm not going to go into the details because I'm trying to cover the whole range of aspects today in the few minutes that we have. So just remember that the correction of the words, very important. If someone wants to know, go and approach the ulama, ufaz, someone that knows, and we can learn how to pronounce the words correctly. The lengthening and the shortening of the vowel sounds, where to pull, where not to pull, how to pronounce certain letters, this is important. You should have knowledge of the salah times. We went to one place, I'm just mentioning now, a few weeks ago, and we noticed a major difference. For example, 30 minutes from here, and then here now. The time is not supposed to be half an hour difference. There's not supposed to be half an hour difference. Like if you're here in Palo, and we read, Tahajjud ends, for example, at 3:30. And now you go to Chatsworth, and they say, no, Tahajjud ends here at 4:00. So that was the exact scenario. So I asked the Imam, it was an Alim. I said, Maulana, you know, just to clear my mind, we're discussing this, how come your times are so different? So the Maulana told me, see, Maulana, we were stuck the whole night on one occasion on the outskirts of this town. And we physically, and I challenge anyone, I physically went and did the research myself to check the horizon, etc. Later I thought about it, they're actually in a valley. Those people are in a valley between the mountains. And the other area is close to the seaside. So they, when they see that light coming, is much later. I haven't found out the masla, what is right, what is wrong, etc. But he is working according to what he sees. When he sees, looks at the sky, what he sees, and they're working according to that. So nevertheless, that was by the way, the muadhin should have knowledge of the salah times. He should be a pious and an upright Muslim. We don't just get anybody, but you give the adhan. Man's pants are flowing below his ankles, his beard, there's no beard there. He's got no topi on his head. He just grabs one jubba, puts it on, he goes and gives the adhan in his own style, in his own way, and we're carrying on. So this is not correct, this is not right. For us, what is more important is understanding how to reply to the adhan. And we also need to know about replying to the iqama. So the adhan, most of the words, we reply exactly the same. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we reply the same. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, we reply the same. Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, we reply the same, and we can read the dua after that. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasula. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. We reply by saying, la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. In the Fajr adhan, as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, sadaqta wa bararta, sadaqta wa bararta. Recently this aspect came up again among the ulama, that we're getting complaints, especially now in the summer months, from the non-Muslims, that the adhan and the loudspeaker is waking us up at 4:00 in the morning. And so our senior ulama have mentioned, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi, as Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab, ulama have mentioned, that if this is the case, then we shouldn't give it on the loudspeaker, because it's not necessary. It's not necessary to give the adhan on the loudspeaker. That we're doing it as a, for convenience. Do it during the day, no problem. But at the Fajr time, it doesn't affect the aspect of the sunnah aspect of the adhan. Muazzin will give the adhan will be fulfilled. So sadaqta wa bararta. In the iqama, qad qamati salah, qad qamati salah, aqamaha Allahu wa adamaha. So we reply, while the iqama is being given, we reply. In Beshti Zawar is mentioned, even if a few words have passed in the adhan, say example, I was in the toilet, so I was keeping quiet, when I came out, I can start replying to the adhan. If a lot of time hasn't passed after the adhan, then the person can still reply to the adhan, and then he can make his dua. So, in the iqama, there is one aspect that is discussed here. He's been saying, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, must you turn your face or not turn your face? Must you turn or not turn? So there's three qawls, three opinions. One opinion says you don't turn the face, in the iqama now. For the adhan, you will turn. Without turning the chest away, you will turn the face. So, one opinion says you must not turn the face. The other opinion is if the masjid is big, then you will turn so your voice can reach. And the third opinion is that you can turn your face regardless of whether it's a big masjid or a small masjid. Ulama have said, you got the choice as the mukabbir, person giving iqama is called a mukabbir. You got the choice of following any one of them. So you got a choice to turn your face or you can just keep your face straight. Anyone is allowed in the Hanafi mazhab. Then the dua after adhan. How to read the dua? So first you read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif. Also one correction. The muadzin ends the adhan, he says, La ilaha illallah. Many people say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So ulama say that you have to reply to the word of the muadzin. We don't apply our mind. So the muadzin said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We won't add and say, Allahu Akbar, Kabira, Walhamdulillahi Kathira, at that point. Because we're replying. When he said, La ilaha illallah, now I won't add, I won't read the fourth kalima, for example, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So now submission is, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Then, Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, any durood. Then the dua, the famous dua we learned, Allahumma rabba adi da'wati tamma till the end. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Then after that, it is also mentioned that you should read this dua. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu raditu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasula wa bil islami dina. Raditu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasula wa bil islami dina. That's how it's written here in the comes from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person should read that. So there are other du'as, but at least we get this right. Durood Sharif first, La ilaha illallah, to end the reply. Durood Sharif, the du'a after adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu raditu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasula wa bil islami dina. In the Maghrib Adhan, while the Maghrib Adhan is being given, then there is a dua that they normally teach in a madrasa. While the Adhan is given, you must read this dua. Allahumma inna hadha iqbalu laylik, wa idbaru naharik, wa aswatu du'atik faghfirli. Beautiful meaning, oh Allah, this is the approach of the night, and the departure of the day, and these are the voices of your servants calling out the adhan. The muazzins, these are the voices, so forgive my sins. As we go into Ramadan, these are some beautiful du'as to keep in mind for forgiveness. Allahumma inna hadha iqbalu laylik, idbaru naharik, wa aswatu du'atik, faghfirli. Keep that in mind. Thereafter, there's one thing I just want to mention and then we'll conclude. Obviously now we know that the adhan is given at a certain pace, iqama is given at a certain pace, where we pause in the adhan, where we pause in the iqama. So we're not going through those details, we're just trying to cover different aspects. There is one interesting masla here, which I want to mention. If you are in the masjid at the time of adhan, and multiple adhans are going, how do you reply to the adhan? hear in Masjid Abdul Rahman, you can hear Masjid Yusuf, you can hear Masjid Taqwa, you can hear Masjid Ibrahim, Fajr time too, so many masjids you're hearing. And if the adhan is given, at one time. So it is mentioned here that you should reply to the adhan of your masjid or the masjid that you're going to. If it's one time, reply to the adhan of your masjid that you're in or the masjid that you're going to. If it's different times, the best is to reply to all the adhans. But at least reply to the first adhan. Fajr time, for example, generally I think it's Masjid Ibrahim adhan that goes first quite early. So at least reply to that adhan. If you're hearing other adhans after that, you'll be absolved. You reply to that one adhan. Then it is also mentioned here, when giving iqamah, then it's makruh that the muadhin should move from one saf to the next saf, walk, when you're giving the iqamah. Sometimes it happens, people make space for the muadhin. So it's best if the muadhin stands in one place and he gives the iqamah from that one place. And the last masla, there's a slight question or objection. It said we have to give adhan outside the masjid. But then how come the adhan is given in the masjid for the Jummah khutbah? Because that's also adhan. You say that the place for the adhan is outside the masjid. So they say, yeah, the law is different. Just like iqamah is given in the masjid, right? And the iqamah, the purpose of the iqamah is to call the people that now the salah is about to start. So the adhan of the khutbah is to alert the people that are in zikr or that are in salah, that now the khutbah is about to start. And the khutbah is wajib to listen to. You stop everything. You can't talk. You can't talk to anyone. You can't fiddle. You can't play with anything. Is to alert the people that the khutbah is about to start. So the law of the adhan of the khutbah is different. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can respect the adhan and we can revive at home now this respect in the masjid, the respect for the adhan, where we pay attention and we reply to the adhan. One person asked me one question, just came to mind, that at the time of iqamah, we're making the soft, and people want to come and make salam. Salaamu alaikum, salaamu alaikum, salaamu alaikum. So I went and inquired for him, you know, told him, no, I'll check it up. So I was told by the Mufti Sahab that at that time, now your attention must be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You focusing your mind, you're making your niyat. That time now you have detached yourself from people and the world. Now you're attaching yourself. From our side, we shouldn't go and make salam to people. Right? Someone doesn't know, he's ignorant, he's coming and making salam. So okay, you'll accommodate him. But at that time now, it's not the time now to be making salam and talking to people while making the sofa. Allah Ta'ala give us.